This is RNIB Connect Radio, and at this time every week we like to take a look back at the week from RNIB's perspective, and we do that with Matt Stringer, the CEO of RNIB, who's with me now. Hi to you, Matt. Good to be with you here. So lots to talk about, of course, as always, when we get you on. There's so much going on here at RNIB, but a big pat on the back this week for our iClinic liaison officers, our ECLO service this week.
No, indeed. Well, you know, we've been on before talking about the importance of people, you know, through, you know, COVID, through lockdown, still attending eye health clinical appointments. You know, people should be attending all clinical appointments. Clearly, we're most bothered about eye health clinical appointments, and more positive signs in the second sort of lockdowns and the first phase of lockdown that people are attending the NHS. So there's a general, you know, message that we should sort of put out to people to make sure they do attend for eye health purposes, clearly, because, you know, the sooner you know if you have an issue, then the more likely it is to be treated. But, you know, we have ECLOs, our eye clinic liaison officers, sitting in now, you know, when they're all allowed to go into hospital, about 90 hospitals up and down the UK. You know, and they provide a massive service to people coming out of a clinical appointment who have, you know, had a diagnosis that they need some help afterwards, and we act as that referral process for whatever that person needs, you know, whether it's help with the local authority, whether they need further sort of further support, access to different types of materials. And clearly we're there with these brilliant ECLOs offering that service. And last week there was a NHS Eyes Wise 100 Voices report, which I think is an important report from a variety of sort of stakeholders, patients, carers, staff, you know, around their experiences of using eye services within the NHS. And there was a top 10 tips about how to, you know, different NHS trusts, what they should do to make their eye health services as good as possible. And number 8 of the top 10 tips was to get yourself an ECLO, one of these eye clinic liaison officers who does such brilliant work. And the link in this report was to the RNIB website and our information about ECLOs. So, you know, a real pat on the back for the organisation and a sort of ringing endorsement for the value that our ECLOs bring to, you know, tens and tens of thousands of people every year who go through an eye health experience in the NHS.
Yeah, it's such a vital service, that frontline contact when you're given that horrific news that you're losing your sight. Having someone there to support you, to help you at that point and give you important information. You know, it's one thing getting support during that time, but actual information so that you can realise that you can continue your life. Life can go on.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really important.
Yeah, I mean, people come out, you know, on a spectrum of diagnosis, with some with sort of mild, you know, sort of diagnosis, and a different set of needs to people who have a much more difficult diagnosis. And our ECLOs are there to cope and support, you know, anywhere along that spectrum. And as you say, giving people the ability to maintain their lives and find the support they need, you know, to carry on and go forwards. And it's really, really vital service. And I visited, you know, quite a few of our ECLOs up and down the country, sitting in a variety of hospitals, and they do a brilliant job, a really brilliant job. And it's great that this report has, you know, seen the value they bring and sees the value that the RNIB ECLOs bring, you know, particularly to people who go through that eye health experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, something else this week that happened that has really excited all of us here at RNIB, and that is a world record attempt that took place on Thursday this week, all to do with RNIB's first read-along book called Red and the Wolf.
No, that's right. So we reimagined the fairy tale of Little Red Riding Hood. Red, the heroine, you know, clearly can't see that well, but that doesn't stop her having a great, you know, the usual sort of Little Red Riding Hood journey. And you can see how she uses a variety of skills, martial arts, and some sort of very impressive brain power to solve various challenges that she gets. And this book we've devised for parents to sort of read along with their children. And it was great on Thursday that we were able to achieve the world record of the most people simultaneously reading the book, you know, with their kids, and posting sort of evidence of that between 6 and 7 o'clock on Thursday evening, you know, onto social media, so we could claim the record. You know, it's nice to claim the record in itself. That's a sort of noteworthy thing. But I think the serious point here is, you know, the support that we bring to reading services. a variety of services, around our library services, our print on demand services, transcription services, newsagent services, all of which through increasingly modern technology and our ability to give people hardware as well, putting tens of thousands of titles in front of tens of thousands of people sort of up and down the country every year. And, it's a real feather in our cap, our reading services. And, it's great that we're able to therefore with real credibility get behind this sort of world record attempt. The book itself is the first of a new initiative. We're hoping to do a few of these books to encourage children to read with their parents, and it's great that we've been able to sort of hang this world record attempt off the first book that we've published.
I think as well, it's also important to say, I get from your perspective, it's very important from RNIB's point of view to have that series of firsts. But I think the book itself, the story is telling one of diversity, which is brilliant. And I think that's something to be celebrated as well, isn't it? That we're really promoting that diversity, and the character of Red and who she is. It's quite an inspiring character.
Absolutely. I mean, a real sparky girl, confronting all the challenges thrown at her, as you say, a diverse heroine, an inclusive heroine, someone that children can see is blazing a trail for a child who's got limited vision. So on every front, it's been a brilliant initiative, and it's a shame that she only appears in one story, actually, Steve. It'd be nice if we transplant her into other stories, but I'm not too sure that's doable. But
I'm sensing a Netflix series coming soon.
Maybe, I don't know, there's something in here. We need to get our sort of Percy Pig, don't we? Yeah. RNIB's Percy Pig. But, I'm sure we will be extending the principle to other well-known stories, that they'll equally well would allow us to sort of make the same points that we're making at the moment, yeah.
Let's talk about Christmas. There's no way around it. It's coming, and whether you like it or not. But we have, of course, got a fantastic Christmas appeal going on at the moment. Tell us more about that.
Well, yeah, so we have a main appeal using this fabulous, another girl with some sort of limited sight, Kira, and she's our heroine of our film, which is a sort of cornerstone of our Christmas appeal. And as her mum says, this is a quote on our website, Kira now has the same opportunities that her peers have, and this wouldn't have been possible without the RNIB support. This means you can have a normal childhood and enjoy all of the Christmas magic, and you really get that in spades when you watch the video. And Kira really is, again, a fabulous, sparky girl who, is taking life on, full throttle and, having a full and very active and brilliant life, and it's great to see. And that's the cornerstone of our Christmas appeal. There's a variety of other elements of Christmas going on in RNIB world. One other thing, just keen to draw people's attention to, is our stamps appeal, where we're asking people to sort of send in their stamps. I think we had about 7,000 people so far have sent in stamps. So that one will run, up and to and through Christmas. So please do send in your stamps, and we can turn those into funds as well. So that's been a really good thing. And just a reminder, we got all the stamps from Captain Tom or Colonel Tom's brilliant walk for the NHS, where he raised 30 million quid, whatever it was, back in the summer. So, that's a really important thing at Christmas for us to get behind as well. So please do send in your stamps. And, just a reminder that if you go to our website, our new retail website has got some fabulous Christmas presents and stocking fillers on there, plus Christmas cards still available. So there's every chance to find an interesting Christmas prezi on the RNIB retail website as well.
And it's worth mentioning our advent calendar as well, that you can find out more again on the RNIB website, Matt.
No, indeed. I'm looking at it as I'm talking to Stephen, actually. So I've just opened day 8. Which actually just fittingly talks to our shop, as I've just mentioned. So it talks about from games to novel bits of kit, our online shop has it all this Christmas. And there's some diagrams of some of the products there. There's a sort of Scrabble type game in the sort of Bananagrams sort of pouch. There's some Christmas cards and some tactile dice as well, I can see there. So but have a bit of fun with that. There's clearly 24 days of the advent calendar on the website, and as you go through, you'll find all sorts of interesting elements and insights into the RNIB, and it's a nice way to stay connected to us as you're running into Christmas.
Yeah, and find out about all the wonderful services and things we do here. Absolutely. You can get all that information at rnib.org.uk. Another fantastic week at RNIB, Matt. Thank you again for coming along and telling us all about it. We'll be back with you next week to hear more about some fantastic volunteering work that's going on here at RNIB. All that coming up next week. I'm teasing everyone, Matt.
You are, Stephen. You're setting me up for next week. But yes, there's lots to talk about volunteers next week. So look forward to coming back next week and talking to you about that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is RNIB Connect Radio.